So it does not so relevant for this neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, because we have shtibuch in every, you know, every five houses is a shtibul here. So it's not so relevant for our neighborhood. For other neighborhoods, one of the biggest things is that Friday night house minyanim, where people don't want to walk, I don't know, 0.6 of a mile to shul, 0.8 of a mile to shul, 0.5 of a mile to shul. So every block makes their own, their own Friday night minyan. So the question is, we're not going to get so much into, is it this hashkafically a good idea to go to these minyanim? Let's assume it's a situation where a person can't walk. So it's a little bit harder to go. He's an elderly person. It's harder for him to go. So they make him a minyan in his apartment complex, or they make a minyan in his part of town. Fine. So there's no problem with having a minyan. The problem is when you're in the minyan, do you say the bracha mein sheva, which is after Shmon Esrei Friday night? The Chazan says, and the Magen Avos afterwards. So do you say this bracha, we'll call the Magen Avos bracha, do you say this bracha or not in a Friday night house minyan? What do you think? Yes or no?
Minyan
kavua people throw around, is it safer Torah? So let's see, it's not so clear. Huh? Hotel, exactly, hotel as well. Let's say you have a bar mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Ches Zayin, sorry, in Ches, says that Omer Shliach Tzibur Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, generally a person says, the Chazan says this bracha, Veina Yachid Omer, so the private person doesn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah here explains, well, what's the point of this bracha, v'niskana mishum sakonis hamazikin. It was on mazikin. It was only set up when they used to daven in the dangerous areas. Their shuls were out of town. Shabbat k'nesios shalemal yibasada. Their shul was in the field. Someone's going to be left. He's going to come late. You know, it sounds familiar. Come late Friday night. Everyone's rushing. People are going to be left in the field by themselves. So they elongated davening. They made davening extra long. They added this bracha at the end in order to make it so that people could catch up. Fun. Now, does that apply nowadays? Not really. But the Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, we keep it the gamma idna lo zaza takana mimakoma. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Kiyar Hill is not such a dangerous place. Baruch Hashem, it's not so dangerous to walk to shul. So even if you're the last guy out and you have to walk down Main Street by yourself, Baruch Hashem, it's not so scary. So why don't we get rid of the bracha of Magen Avos? Davening will be a lot quicker that way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, once we made the takana, we keep the takana. Fine. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, if you turn, you don't have to turn, it's on the same page, but if two halachas later, it says, Ein omen bracha mein sheva bebeis chasanim ba'aveilim. You don't say this in a house of a chasin or a house in a avel, the sheva house, the leka taima de ma'achron lavo sheyu nizokin. Since this reason doesn't apply, it's confusing because we just said this bracha never gets moved from its normal, you know, even though it doesn't apply nowadays, we keep the bracha. Well, if it's a weird situation, like a base chasanim, you know, you're having a sheva bracha at a hotel, or you're having a ufraf at a hotel, or you're at, like, let's say, a shiva house which has a minyan Friday night for some reason, therefore you would keep, you would not say bracha mein sheva, you would not say this magen avos bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the key point of our whole chaburah. He says, one second. He says, for kol shekein osan shemispavim meprakim b'minyan b'bayis. Surely people that are davening once, what does prakim mean?
At times.
At times. Well said. I like that definition. At times, b'minyan b'bayis. So every Friday night, a Friday night minyan is considered at times? Or is it considered more than at times?
Yeah, you're asking.
That's a tough question. I'll even confuse you more. The next line in the Mishnah Berurah says, Avo, because she is kvius al eze yamim. What does eze yamim mean?
Certain days,
a few days. How many days is a certain days? If there's a certain days, vi yesh sefer Torah etzlam, and vi over here means and, presumably. Vi yesh sefer Torah etzlam, and you have a sefer Torah, kamo biuridim, like the fairs, I guess you go on a trade show, do mele beis knesses kavua v'omrim. So the Mishnah Berurah just like confused us all. He says, well, if it's leprakim, you don't say it. But if it's for Ezi Yamim with the Sefer Torah in the house, then you do say it. So according to this, our Friday night minyanim should have it or should say it or not say it.
Depends if they have a Sefer Torah.
Presumably they don't have a Sefer Torah. Most of these Friday night places do not have a Sefer Torah. Some do. Okay, I guess. You're right. Some do. I do know.
Two of them do.
So I know one of them. I know one of them in a different neighborhood which does. I know another neighborhood does not. So it's about 50-50, let's say. But let's say, okay, if they have a Sefer Torah, then you need to ask, well, is it considered Eze Yamim. What is it considered? Eze Yamim. Eze Yamim plus the Sefer Torah, that works to say Magen Avos. But if they don't have a Sefer Torah, it sounds like for sure you don't say Magen Avos, yeah? So in these finite meanings that you know about, do they say Magen Avos or not? Do they say it? So comes along Igros Moshe and he says, whoa, one second. Igros Moshe is not so fast. He says, what about Af b'makom kavua b'bayis echad tzarich lomar brichas mein sheva. In a house which is kavua in a bayis, you need to say brichas mein sheva. And I forgot to say the title. His title isn't a makom she'en sefer Torah. It's a house which doesn't have a sefer Torah. So all of a sudden, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah said you needed to have a sefer Torah and it needed to be a minyan kavua. Igros Moshe and Moshe Feinstein. He throws out the requirement of a Sefer Torah and says, you know what? As long as it's a minyan kavua, as long as it's a set place, kavua b'bayis echad, then you should say, magen avos. And he goes on and he says, you know why? He says, pashur, later on, he says, shem sovri sha'efshur sha'b'shvelach ha'shashu batik nisios kavuin, because in the set batik nisios that were in the field, they decided to say magen avos, so therefore, we don't move this takon at all. Once the rabbis instituted to say magen avos, it doesn't make a difference, it sounds like, where you're davening, as long as it's a kavua minyan. I don't know why it needs a kavua minyan according to that, but as long as it's a bias kavua, it's a set minyan you have, therefore it would be fine and you should say magen avos. So Mishnah Berurah, according to Igros Moshe, should you say magen avos in any of these Friday night house minyanim?
Yes.
100%, right? For sure. If it's kavua b'bayis echad, what does that mean? Kavua b'bayis echad.
In the same house.
Oh, hold that thought to the last minute. Kavua b'bayis echad means set in one house. So the one where it's always in, you know, Mr. Smith's house over there. So then for sure, every Friday night you say it. Fine. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Minchas Yitzchak says, well, some people, the Mishnah Berurah says, Eze Yamim. The source that the Mishnah Berurah is basing on, some people have the Girsa Eze Shavuos. In other words, maybe you needed to have it more consistent. Just having it once in a while, a couple of days, may not be enough. But the Minchas Yitzchak ends off and says, like the Igros Moshe, that it's fine to say it in a house, as long as it's a bayis kavua, you don't even need a sefer Torah. So from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounded like you needed to have a sefer Torah, and it needed to be a set minyan. From the Igros Moshe, from the Minchas Yitzchak, it sounds like all you need is a minyan kavua, and that would be sufficient. Comes along the Ari HaKadosh, yeah? And sefer Kavanah's knee just right, he says, I don't get this business. He, of course, preceded everyone here. He argues with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, oh, this is business, you need a sefer Torah, yeah? Once they made a takana to say magen avos, once the rabbis instituted it, guess what? Whether you have a sefer Torah, whether you don't have a sefer Torah, whether you have a set minyan, whether you don't have a set minyan, when you have 10 people davening, even if they're davening in the middle of, I don't know, Kansas, in the middle of a street in Kansas, which has never had a minyan in their entire life, if 10 people are visiting there and they're davening Friday night together, according to the Ari, you say magen avos. But it's obviously connected to Shulchan Aruch, obviously connected to everyone. So how much do we follow this Ari or not? That's the question. Comes along Rev Brandsdorfer in the Knei Bosim, and he argues with Rev Moshe, and he argues with the Minchas Yitzchak, and he definitely argues with the Ari. He says, that's not the halacha. He says, you read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said you needed to have a sefer Torah and a set minyan. I don't get it. If you have your Friday night minyan in a house, and every week you down in the same house, but they don't have a sefer Torah, how dare you say magen avos? And in fact, he quotes a later Mishnah Berurah that says, it's not like, oh, if you want to say it, you could say it. If you don't want to say it, you can't say it. If you say magen avos in a time when you shouldn't say magen avos, what's the problem? It's a bracha v'atala. Because it's baruch atah Hashem, okay? So if you say God's name when you shouldn't say it, it's a bracha v'atala, according to Mishnah Berurah later on, which quotes Supreme Agadim. So he says, how dare you say this bracha when you're not supposed to? And therefore he says, Suffolk bracha svahakal, he writes, he says, even though I know the Ari, but the Ari is connected to Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to have a sefer Torah and a minyan kavua, therefore the Knei Bosom says, don't say magen avos with the Shem Hashem, the bracha, until you have a sefer Torah there, which is connected to Igros Moshe, connected to Minchas Yitzchak. Fine. So now you have a huge machlokas. The final point, two final points. Point number one is, what about in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah? In Eretz Yisrael, is there any difference? So there's this Rav Tokachinsky in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael, which he gives the Minhage of davening and tefillah in Eretz Yisrael. He brings down that in Yerushalayim is different, because Yerushalayim is like a base Knesset. every place in Yerushalayim is blibes the status of a Beis Knesset. Does it mean the Eir Atika? Does this mean the whole Yerushalayim? What about the outskirts of Yerushalayim? So that's a big dispute. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted as saying in Rishmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he says, Rak betocha choma de beglala kedusha chashiv kebeis haknesses. So I guess betocha kol choma means the old city, no? And then as you're talking about the old city. So only by the kotel, I guess the kotel is a base knesses. But I don't know if you're diving in the streets of the old city of Yerushalayim, up by the plazas or something, I don't know, up there, then according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Rav Talkachinsky, you would be able to say, you know, Magen Avos. Finally, he quotes the Kaf HaChaim, which says, like the Ari, that kol sheyesh hasarim espalim biyachad, b'kol makom shiyah, tzarech lomer bracha zeh. So basically, we have a huge mess. We have Rav Moshe, which is the recap, and then I'll tell you the last point. To recap, our problem is there's a big mess in the poskim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you need a Sefer Torah and a Minyan Kavua. The Knei Bosem seems to follow that way. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be going that way as well. On the other hand, you have Rav Moshe and you have the Minchas Yitzchak, who says as long as you have a set Minyan, you're fine. You have the Ari and the Kaf HaChaim, who seem to say even more, you don't even need a set Minyan. As long as you have 10 men davening together, that is sufficient. Okay, final point is first the Riv Os Ephraim, and then I'll tell you the final point. The Riv Os Ephraim says, let's say you want to break away from shul, yeah? So you start make plans, you decide you're starting your own Friday night minyan, okay? You're not sure if you're going to succeed, but you want to break away from the shul. Don't tell us to the Rav, yeah? So you decide you're making your Friday night minyan. What about the first week? Do you say Magen Avos now? So according to Rav Moshe, if you have a set minyan in your house, you say Magen Avos, right? You say it. But here, yeah, I don't have a set minyan. You're breaking away. You're in the middle of making your set minyan. Says Riv Os Ephraim, he asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky said, yep, if you want to have a set minyan, the first week, you start saying Magen Avos. And if you have a set minyan in your house, you know, then once you start by idea. Yeah, so he's talking about a house where I think there's no Sefer Torah, and you decide to make a breakaway minyan. You're deciding you're making a breakaway minyan, first week you say it. Final issue is what Feldstein pointed out before. So what about, this is the more common thing, most people don't want the minyan in their house every Friday night. So let's say you have a roving minyan. You're a roving minyan, so it only goes to your house one every, I don't know, 10 weeks, yeah? Do you say Magen Avos in that house Friday night, yeah? That's the more common case. Most people rove. Most people don't have it in one set place. It's every week, it's or every few weeks, at least I've seen, is that they move to 2, 3, 4, 5 homes or 10 homes sometimes. So do you say Magen Avos? According to Rav Moshe, it was Babai Yisechot, he said. But he said Babai Yisechot. That was Lashon. So his Lashon was Babai Yisechot. He may not have meant that, but I mean, it may not have been so dafka, but his Lashon was Kavua Babai Yisechot. So now here's my question. Does that count as one house? What do you think about that one? Yeah? So...
Even the question.
You think it should be no?
It's not. I think
it's not. Kavu. So I finally found. It took me a few minutes. Finally found online. Rav Moshe David Leibovitz, in one of his halachically speakings, quotes from the Rishume Aharon. I'm not sure, unfortunately, who the Rishume Aharon is. Anyone knows? I'm open to suggestions. Wasn't on Hebrew books. Wasn't on Otzer HaChachma to try to track down this Rishume Aharon. I'm not sure, but he quotes See Rishume Aharon 2. I guess there's two volumes, page 25-268-1. Okay, which quotes the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that this is true even if the minyan takes place in a different person's home each Friday night. According to that, according to Rav Moshe, which is the minhag I think Klal Yisrael, is that they do say Magen Avos. I think that's the halacha l'maaseh. I think minhag Klal Yisrael is that people do say Magen Avos in a set minyan, you know, even if it roves from place to place.
You have heard that they don't say Baruch Atah, but they do say Magen Avos?
I have never heard that, but it would seem to be like this Knei Bosem, that would be the proper thing to do. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Oh, so very good.
The opposite, or they say that they say
without the B'Shem Hashem. I guess say without Shem Hashem.